Now, from here, I'm going to take you right into the second meditation, because this is what we're here for tonight, and this kind of jump starts the process. From here, we're going to be scanning with love our awareness through our body for any place in the body that's kind of holding out, right? It's kind of not on board. And that just may mean that it's feeling tense or contracted, or that it's feeling kind of empty, like just not in the flow of the rest of this flow. It could be as simple as a holding place. I can feel one way down at the nape of my neck on the left side. My whole body feels pretty great, pretty open to this, and I'm aware of an area of tension that's holding way down. It's really more sort of upper thoracic on the left side. It's right there. So you just be aware of a place in your body that has any contraction to it, any tension, or even a lack of flow, kind of a flat spot also is a sign. And if it's comfortable, place a hand over it. If not, just put your attention on it. And, of course, you might have more than one. I do. But just pick one for now. I think we'll be able to go through two of these. So pick the spot and begin by placing a hand over it and breathing. Put a mouth and nose under your hand and breathe. And just lovingly bring your awareness to this area and say, I'm here and I'm listening to you. I care. I care. I want to know what you're feeling. I want to know what you're carrying. You know, whatever it is, if it's a little worry or anxiousness or any kind of fear, if it's a little sadness or anything, you know, some frustrations, whatever it is, we don't even have to label it, but if it could make a sound, if it could talk to you by making a sound, now you're all muted, so on the exhale, nobody will hear you. On the exhale, and you can release your hand. I want you to, you know, just feel comfortable. You've already connected with the spot. But on the exhale now, breathe out the sound it would make. Is it groaning or whining? You know, is it screeching? Mine sounds like a creaky door. Like, And when I really tune into it, it sounds like that on the inhale too. Yeah, mine has quite a bit of fatigue in it and like responsibility type worry, which is a form of fear. So just tune into what yours is. Just tune into how it sounds for now. That's enough. Now, if you have a journal next to you, you might want to jot it down. I'm going to put a handout in the members area tomorrow for following this through. But if it could talk to you, if it could say one word or sentence about what it wants, and you just tell it, I'm here and I'm listening and I care, and I'm so sorry that you've been suffering. You know, I'm grateful that you're sharing with me. I'm so glad I'm here with you. I so want to hear you. You're literally opening to something that has been pushed away. And so here it comes, and you're consciously, with presence, inviting it to speak. Now, it may just want to moan or groan again, and that's fine. You can get a sense of the emotions in the sound. Or it may say to you, you know, I want a hug. I want contact. I want to be fed. I want to be nourished. I want rest. I want support. It needs to express and be heard and felt and seen, contacted. And you may notice it brings a flood of a kind of more of emotion, and that's good. Just really create space with your breathing for whatever emotion comes up. Really allow that emotion. It is a sensation through your body. Ride it like a wave. Treat it like the ocean's wave. We're going to surf the wave. We're going to fully accept, give this part of you an energetic hug, and now we're going to go through the conscious breathing like we're riding a wave. Very gently, we're including this area of the body in the wave, and it can make a sound while you go through the wave. So just let your body, as you breathe, remember you're kind of arching the back as you fill the belly. And it's gentle, and then you're expanding the rib cage, and the head is kind of waving a little bit like the end of a grass, blade of grass in the breeze. But the rocking is coming from the root. It's coming from filling the belly. It's coming from being held and connected and supported. And then the breath moves through that area, and it's going to move you. Just like in that first video, the conscious breath wave, you start to move, start to unwind. And you sound out on the exhale, my creaky door is turning into more like a moan. But you stay with your sound. You hear it. You match the tone. You meet the tone in your heart. Let it speak to you and through you. You're staying present with it. You are the space that's holding it. You're moving in that space of presence and heart. You're bringing the love to it. The ocean is moving through you. That ocean of consciousness and presence through the wave of the breath is flushing as you ride the arc of this emotion all the way to its peak. It starts to crest, and it starts to, the wave starts to wash on the ocean floor or the sand, just like foam. And do that a couple more times. Wash the shore with that wave and release it through your neck and arms, through your back, out the side, wherever it wants to go. You can wave your arms if it feels right. Move your arms with the wave. Let them be moved with your breath. You know, rock your neck. Make a little circle with your chin so the neck is gently rocked. Right, open your jaw if you need to. Exaggerate the C-curve if you're in your lumbar spine. Move your hips. Unravel your hips side to side or in a circle. You're totally held and supported as you're moved. Let it move through the solar plexus in the belly. Another sound if you need it. It can go out the top of your head. It can go out your feet. It can go out your hands. It can move through your throat. It can come out of your eyes. Your eyes can be bathed with this ocean. Your brain can be rinsed like a sponge by the ocean. Deep breath. Slowly coming back to the still point. The movement slows down. Maybe you're already in stillness, or you're slowing the movement down. Let it organically take whatever time it needs to integrate and come back to a still point. And just really rest. Feel your body buzzing. Notice whatever quality is there right now. Maybe the body is buzzing and releasing. Is there more peace? More unconditional love? More acceptance? Inside and out. More willingness? More openness? Centered, brings a natural confidence when we allow ourselves to ride these emotions and stay present and go fully with each wave as it appears. It can feel out of control at first. It can sometimes increase the sensation. We feel a little strange and discombobulated while it's unwinding. The more you are supporting and supported with the connection to spirit, to presence, while you wave through your breath and allow the sensations to flow through your body without a story, fully unwinding in the movement and sounding, connecting and releasing to nature, the more you will get these still points and rest points where you can now absorb the peace, this area of the body. Whatever you were able to release or whatever was able to be released in this moment, a piece of it, right? Maybe a big chunk of it. Whatever has been released, now that part of the body and the whole body get to receive a new vibration that helps to balance you.